This is Trudy Eldridge, and it is July 6, 2016, and I'm in the community hall in Bayside, Maine, talking with Whitney Thibault. Whitney, can you tell me how your family first came to Bayside?
Sure. It's a great story my mother loves to tell. She was sitting on the dock on a hot summer day in Wayland, Massachusetts, and she was sitting by the pond, and she didn't like the smell of the fresh water and really wanted something with the salt, something on the water that was salt water. And she read the Boston Globe that day, and she saw a listing for a little house up here, and she said, that looks perfect. And she says that she called, put a deposit down on the house, then came up later on to see the house and purchased it then. So I think I was about 2 or 3 years old.
Oh, wonderful. And which cottage is your cottage?
It doesn't have a name, but it's a little white gingerbread on the water on, I'm not even sure what the name of the park is that's right there. It's across from the Patties, what used to be the Patties house, and next to Gina Cressy.
Oh, I know where that is, down on the water. Lovely, lovely spot. So you've been coming since you were a baby, so you've probably seen some changes over the years in Bayside. Did you come every summer?
We did come every summer. Somehow my mother managed to make it here every summer for the full summer. I don't know how she finagled that with her jobs, but that's...
And was it you and your sister, and then your dad would come on the weekends, or...?
We had, my mother had our stepfather for the first several years that we lived there, but then they divorced. But we would come up, he would come up on the weekends, and that's the way it worked.
It did work for a lot of folks that way, didn't it?
That way, yeah.
So tell me some of the changes you've seen in Bayside over the years.
I was thinking about this because Gina alerted me to that question, and I was thinking, and I thought, you know, it really hasn't changed that much. And then I was talking to Sid Block, and he said, I agree with his thought, and that is that when I was growing up, it was families that came for the whole summer. And you would meet those friends year after year here. And these days, people can't afford to come up for the whole summer. People are working at home, and as Sid said, to pay the taxes. So we're renting our houses out. And so my daughter doesn't run into the same friends year after year. She makes new friends when she comes up. So sometimes she runs into old friends, and she loves that, and she keeps in touch with them by email over the year and looks forward to seeing them, but sometimes that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do get to stay in touch in a different way than when we were children.
That's true. We did not talk at all. Maybe one letter went back and forth.
That's right. It'd be letters or phone calls, and phone calls were expensive, so they weren't allowed either.
That's true.
And so you would stay for the whole summer when you came. And do you do that now? Do you
stay? No. Even though I am last year I became a Boston Public School teacher, so I do have summers off. But my mother's house is expensive to maintain. The taxes are high, so she rents it out, and I come when it's not rented.
Oh, well, that sounds like a good arrangement, too.
It is a good arrangement.
What things seem to stay the same? You kind of spoke to that a bit before in the first question, but
sure.
Let me ask you this. What things are you glad have stayed the same?
That's a good thing. I would say the independence that you can have as a kid is something that's it's unbeatable, especially because we live in the city. So my daughter does not have a lot of independence in the city, but from a younger age, she's been able to she doesn't even ride a bike in the city, so up here she gets to ride a bike, and she can roam around the village area as she likes. And when I was a kid, I would go to what was called Bell's at the time. The Bayside store was called Bell's. So, you know, we would ride as a pack our bicycles to the Bayside store and get some ice cream, and that's something that she can still do. So I think just the freedom to roam is really the magical thing that doesn't change. And the friendliness of the village, I think it's a huge community. It doesn't feel anonymous. When you come back to Bayside, it feels like home.
That is a nice aspect of it, I think, that it stays the same and that people are welcoming to everybody that comes.
Yes, absolutely.
Is a nice feeling, and it doesn't happen everywhere, so it's nice to see it here. Do you miss anything about the way it used to be when you were young?
I guess I miss, you know, one thing I loved that they don't do now is the record hops. They were held here in this hall, and they were really fun. And all of that music that was played, even though I was little when they did it, all of that music feels like the music that I grew up to. And so I miss that. What else?
May I ask you, would you come and dance, or would you come and just listen to the music? And did the children, teenagers, dance? Or
teenagers danced, and even the little person like me would dance. And I remember my sister would promise me that she would give me 25 cents if I danced with Jay Rice. He was our next door neighbor, and he was very tall. And so I would take on that challenge, looking, you know, for my 25 cents to go to the store, and then so I would dance with him, stand on his feet to a song, and then wait for my 25 cents, which never came.
Oh my, she owes you money then.
She owes me some money. And Blair had a great little store for a few years where you could get penny candy and pick up your mail, yes. and that was fantastic. Loved that.
Yes, that was a nice piece. People used to meet on the front steps of that store, I think, sometimes too. Do you have some memories of great Bayside characters?
Ooh, Mr. Downs, he was very, very famous. He was I don't know if he founded the sailing program, but he certainly was the centerpiece of, I think, the sailing program. And he had this neat steamship that he would let us go out on, and then he would put a bunch of people on. It was like a mini steam, or a paddle. I'm not sure if it was a paddle boat or a steamship, but it was pretty neat. And then Mrs. Patti, she lived in that big house where Gina Cressy's sister lives now. And she seemed larger than life to me. She had the wonderful Maine accent, but very upper class Maine accent, and a demeanor. She was a doyenne. There were a few doyennes. Mrs. Uh-huh. Webster was another one. And they had just, you know, they were sort of the ladies that knew everything about the village, that held all of that wealth of information. And they had great old houses with, you know, neat old things in them. So. Yeah, those were, for me, the village characters. And also one of the kids that I grew up with was Willie Reardon. And he used to steal my bike. I had a little yellow bike, and he used to come steal my bike, ride it around, leave it down by the dock. I knew if my bike was missing, Willie had taken it. And he was always up to fun antics. So he was definitely, you never knew what Willie was going to do next. He was a big one. And Boyd Allen also was a big character for my generation, in my age. He was always up to something interesting and fun, so.
Those are important people to have, aren't they? And good memories. Are you still friends with some of the people that were here when you were younger?
I would say not outside of Bayside, but when I come to Bayside, it is really great to see those faces again. It makes me feel, like I said, like I'm back at home. So I haven't seen Willie in a long time. I haven't seen Boyd in a few years, but he's, you know, he comes and goes, he's around. Who else? So Sally, who lives next door to me, she comes sometimes with her family, so it's nice to see her. And the Freemans in the cottage next to Sally and Gina, I grew up with those girls. We would spend all summer together playing, you know, on the beach and stuff, so sometimes I get to see them when our times cross. And that's great. And just to see the Freemans themselves, you know, their parents, brings me back. They did a lot of taking care of me because I was always over at their house, or, you know, they were at my house. So you sort of feel like you have extra parents everywhere.
And it's a positive thing.
It is.
Everybody's watching for everybody and
Absolutely.
Keeping you safe. I think that's nice. I think that's kind of how it is today, too. I think
my daughter still has that. She's been palling around with spending a lot of time at the Dubrow Cottage, so the big... what is the name of it?
Kinderman, wasn't it?
Dubrow is the big place right across the street.
Yeah.
And so they've been great taking her out and her friends that are here, you know, tubing or, you know, feeding them chocolate chip pancake breakfast. And then their son will come down and hang out with us and play Monopoly. So it's great that way. I love it.
It's nice. Very nice. Myself, when I run into folks that I knew when I was younger, it's as if we never left each other at that point in life, so we can still talk about things and have a wonderful time. And it sounds like you have that experience.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful. Does your family have any classic Bayside stories or memories that you tell about when you sit around on the porch?
Geez, that's a good one. I was actually telling Gina Cressy about when we would, one year, the trip to Warren Island that the sailing school does. We went to Warren Island, and when we came back, I remember, because my sister's 6 years older than me, and I remember that she somehow and her friends had managed to find my underwear from the trip, and they pulled it up the flagpole on the dock when we got back. So we still tell that story. How mad I was. Let's see, what other stories? My mom had a little boat, a little sailboat, back in the day when I was little. And we went out for an overnight trip, and a storm came up, and we ended up nowhere near where we wanted to be. And it was a little hairy, but we ended up on an island that had nothing and nobody on it. And I remember we just scavenged for mussels. The rain kept coming down, so we stayed for a couple of days on that island, scavenged for mussels. My mother managed to have a lot of butter on board. But yeah, we talk about that adventure. That was a good one.
That would be a very exciting adventure. No ship-to-shore phones, I would think. And so
no,
you were
that's true.
Good to stay.
Right, we weren't quite sure where we were either. So.
You mentioned this before, but the next question on here is, what were the boundaries of your neighborhood? And it sounds like Bayside was the boundary of your neighborhood,
yeah,
the village.
Sure, yeah, we didn't go outside the village. Although my mom took us on a lot of day trips. She's better than I am. My daughter, Grace, I can't get her out of the village. I said, let's go here, let's go there. No, thanks, Mom. She just wants to stay in Bayside and roam around. But because we were here for the whole summer, we did want to get a change of scenery. There was a fish hatchery somewhere up north that we used to go to. There was Little River, was a good swimming hole right on Little River. There was a quarry somewhere north of here that we used to go swimming at.
Frankfurt, there's a quarry, Prospect.
Maybe that's where it was. Prospect sounds familiar. Perry's Nut House, absolutely. That was a must. And that's open now, and my daughter loves that place. Young's, always a trip to Young's. What other fun things did we do? Camden, we love to go look at the Windjammers and get ice cream. Blueberry picking.
Oh, yes.
Very important. And I remember when I was really little, my mother would pay us, and she actually did pay me, to, in the field right above us in the park, hunt for wild strawberries.
Oh, yes.
There are little wild strawberries growing in that field of grass, and we would pick them, and she would pay us for those. And she would make jam. She would make bread. My mother never did these things at home in Wayland. She was too busy. She was working.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, summer was a special time where I have, you know, the scent of bread and blueberry cake. You know, when we would enter the cottage, I would have that memory in my mind. Opening the cottage was always interesting, too. You know, that was an adventure. When we would first get here, the water wouldn't be on yet, and we would use chamber pots. We had chamber pots in the bedrooms for the first night that we would arrive. Nowhere else would you ever use a chamber pot. So opening the cottage was always an adventure too.
And closing it?
Closing it was always so sad.
Bittersweet.
And it was bittersweet, and I remember driving past the school, the Drinkwater School, and my mother would always threaten, maybe we'll just stay this year and you can go to school there. And I would get panicked because I didn't want to go to a school that wasn't my school. But she was only joking. And when we would get back to Wayland, nobody had cut the grass. I remember that smell, like in the evening when we would arrive, of the really tall grass not having been cut, and how kind of sad it was to be, you know, summer's over, that long grass.
Yes, that would be the... makes me think of poems you can read about that. Well, the next question is, what kind of errands did you do outside of Bayside? Did you grocery shop in Belfast, or where did you do that kind of thing?
I think my mother spared me. I think we stayed home. She never made us go in to do errands at all. I remember the hardware store. So the hardware store right on Main Street in Belfast is awesome. And that's still really old-fashioned. I love that. Any other kinds of errands? Can't think of anything. Yeah.
Well, that's great. You came well prepared then. Do you have any specific memories associated with the wharf?
Oh,
or
absolutely,
the golf course?
Of course. Oh my gosh.
Oh, let's
carving your initials in that. I was too little, but people would carve my initials for me. And as a teenager, you know, then you're old enough to be able to do it. I don't know why, but stuffing trash down in between, if you're tall enough to jump up, then you can put your trash down inside the two pieces. As you know, as a teenager, it's terrible to say, I'm embarrassed now, but I remember if you could jump up, you could get your trash down on the house on the dock.
Oh, my
between
goodness.
The two walls, because there were no there still aren't any trash cans down there. And teenagers are much less conscientious than adults, I guess. And what, of course, dock jumping, always and forever. That's awesome. The 4th of July, they would have a greased pole. Now they have a greased watermelon, but they used to have a greased pole that would stick out off the end of the dock. And if you could make it to the end to grab whatever was on the end, then you won. Now that I think about it, it's kind of dangerous, and I wouldn't want my daughter to do it, but it's a cool idea. And there was a diving board back then.
That's right, there was.
Yeah, I think I was too chicken to use the diving board, but it was there. My sister would use it. It's kind of crazy to think that a diving board, right?
And were there lifeguards there all the time as well?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. What else about the dock or the golf course? Yeah, we would definitely go roaming around the golf course. And now in the wintertime when I come to visit my mother, Grace and I use the golf course for cross-country skiing and sledding.
Oh, yes.
And it's nice. Yeah, it's a good asset. But nobody in my family ever played golf. Wasn't one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Things.
And some did and some didn't, so it's interesting. And you spoke about the children today having the same amount of freedom you feel that you had when you were younger, and that's nice.
That lifeguard makes a lot possible.
Yes, it really does, doesn't it? A lot of rest for the parents. Did you and your siblings every summer travel with the same group of people? Did some people come and go from the group?
Absolutely, yeah. There was definitely, you know, your core group and then people who would come and go. And I remember being very sad when anybody had to go home for dinner or had to go out to dinner, you know, because then we couldn't roam as a whole pack together.
Mm-hmm.
Bummer, when are they getting back from dinner? Or we'd be a little jealous, like, I wish we were going out to dinner tonight. And there was a lot more fending for yourself as far as eating. I feel like, you know, my mother was out and about doing her thing, and I would fend for myself much more than my daughter does. I definitely spoil her. I make her, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, there was more foraging.
Interesting.
Because nobody came. There was no schedule for us. We were, like, totally free, really.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Nice to have that in your life. What modern conveniences do you have at your cottage now that you didn't have then?
A dishwasher and a washing machine and dryer. So that is one of the chores that I remember having to do in town.
Okay.
Yeah, the laundry in town. That was a bummer. And a dishwasher is a nice convenience, that's for sure. And what else? We have a garbage disposal now. I don't remember what it was like without the garbage disposal. What other modern conveniences do we have now? Really, not much. I mean, my mother has kept our cottage really original. Nothing, you know, no paint on the inside. It looks like the community hall.
Mm-hmm.
Electric blankets. She used to have electric blankets, I remember, because we would stay in the off season when it was cold. So those are nice.
And then you wouldn't have water then if you were in the off season.
That's
right?
True, you're right.
So you'd bring your water and bring...
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And fun. That's kind of like camping out.
Yeah.
And you said you had your mom had a sailboat.
Yeah.
And you would go sailing. And so did you learn to sail at the sailing school?
I don't know why I didn't take sailing lessons. My sister and my mother were both sailors. They were both part of that sailing program. I don't know why I didn't do it. Maybe by the time I got to that age, I didn't want to take time out of my day to do it. I'm not sure, so mm-hmm. I never really learned how to sail.
Well, if you were a family of sailors, you probably learned as you went along with them.
I love sailing. I love being out in boats, and I wish I were, you know, confident enough to go out in a sunfish by myself, but I'm not. So I'm at the mercy of others when it comes to sailing.
And does that work for you, the mercy of others?
It does. You know, people, I work hard. I'm a good crew, so.
That's good. That makes you valuable then, doesn't it? Do you have any, let's see, boats? Well, I guess it says, what boats do you have now on the, or do you?
Yeah, my mom got a kayak. We always had a canoe. But it's not that much fun because it's windy out there. I'm not so keen on that. I want to use the wind to power the boat, not me. And what else? My sister has a sunfish. My sister and I actually went in recently on a kind of laser type boat. But we haven't got it out in the last couple of years. It's pretty fast, so it's faster than we expected when we bought it. So we're a little nervous about that. I hope that we get that boat out again soon.
Well, you've answered all the questions that they have for us to answer, but if you have another story, we have a few minutes left. If you have something special, I think it's nice that you're able to relate your childhood to your daughter's childhood and watching her grow up and see the same kinds of things. What are her favorite things? What does she talk about when you're getting ready to come to Bayside? Maybe that would be fun to think about it, what you looked forward to and what she looked forward to.
She started a new tradition in our family, and that is her lemonade stand.
Oh.
Yep. So we have a couple of families that come up from the north end of Boston and rent cottages with us. And so they talk all year long, all winter, about what are we going to do at our lemonade sale? What are we going to bake? You know, how much money do you think we're going to make? And they donate half the profits to charity. So so it's not just being selfish. So that's a nice new tradition that she has. She likes that.
And where does she put her lemonade stand?
Well, my sister's cottage is right on the park, mm-hmm. on the right in front of the playground. She's got a picnic table there. So they set up right on that picnic table.
Oh, nice.
Table. Yeah. Her daughter actually started that tradition of the lemonade stand, so that's something that she loves to do. What else? We keep certain books and certain games here that we don't bring back and forth, and so she looks forward to reading those, you know, those main children's books and playing those games that she can do with a lawn. It's wonderful because in the North End, we don't have any lawn. We have no grass, nothing, no, you know, trees. So she looks forward to that. She looks forward to the bicycle because she doesn't have that in Boston either. I'm too nervous to let her ride in Boston. What else does she love here? Just seeing her friends, you know, being able, you know, is not Naraya going to be back? Rory going to be back? She looks forward to the sailing program. She likes meeting kids through that. The water slide is awesome. The 4th of July water slide is amazing. And getting to spend time with Grandma Judy and her raspberries. Grandma Judy has a lot of raspberries growing in her backyard. So we have some great photos of Grace when she was really little in the backyard, just covered in raspberries and eating those from the bushes. So those are some of the special treats that she you know, enjoys when she comes up. Yeah, and we used to be sea glass hunters when she was littler. These days she's not so much, not so patient about hunting for sea glass, but we've done some projects in our house with sea glass, and that's fun. Yeah, different art projects.
Oh, yes, art projects are a lot of fun for the children.
Yeah, just to have the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Puzzles, we do puzzles up here, but we don't do them in Boston. You just feel like you have, I don't know, more time.
Unstructured time.
Yeah. And no internet this year. We never turned on the internet at our place, so that's a nice thing. You know, Grace is completely unplugged, and I'm unplugged, and it's a wonderful thing. I think we're going to make that a yearly tradition.
Well, that sounds nice, because then you are really talking to each other and your friends instead. That's nice. Good for you. Thank you very much. I think that we are done now, and thank you for doing this. And
thank you for asking such great questions.
Oh, yes, Judy did set up some good ones, didn't she?